Dr. Brand, a couple of weeks ago, we got to share the Woman of the Year event, a great, great event here in Indianapolis with some fantastic female student athletes. What makes this event so special?
Oh, it's a special event. The accomplishments of the young women are absolutely incredible. First of all, they're terrific athletes, really superb athletes, but they also have incredible academic achievement levels. 3-8 is low. And they also have an enormous amount of community engagement. You look at these young women, you think, is that one person or a committee that's doing all that? I mean, it's just incredible. They're poised, they're young professionals. It's just a joy to be at the event.
And it's divisions 1, 2, and 3. You have your conference winners. So it really, we run the gamut of the NCAA divisions here.
Absolutely. We run the gamut. It's all three divisions. It's the best women athletes out there in all respects, not just on the field of play, in which they're terrific, but also in the classroom and in the community. Josh, are you aware of how this event originally took place?
I am not.
Well, let me give you the history of it. It's really interesting, I think. Sara Lee, the cake maker, was once a corporate sponsor for the NCAA, and this is what they wanted to do. So it started by Sara Lee really sponsoring this for several years. It caught on. Everyone loved it. Schools and certainly the women and the women's teams love it. And when they stopped being our corporate sponsor, we thought it was such a great event that we picked it up.
Let me ask you what seems to be an obvious question, and I understand the Sara Lee part. It's quite fascinating. Why don't we have an NCAA Man of the Year?
Well, you know, male student athletes get a lot of attention, a lot of visibility. It's not like they have diminished opportunities for the spotlight. We still have not yet in American culture gotten to the point that we're as attentive to the success of young women who play sports. And this is, I think, one way in which to provide additional spotlight and attention on the young women. We probably need to do other things as well, but this helps bring the visibility to these very highly accomplished persons.
And it certainly has a lot of residual impact, if you will. I mean, the newspapers cover it, the Associated Press was there, NPR was there, and that has an impact on probably young female athletes who aspire to be NCAA student athletes.
I think that's an excellent point. Being a role model for a young woman who wants to aspire to be an athlete is very important. And unlike the media visibility that the young men get, the young women don't get as much visibility. I think by doing this, we're in some ways rectifying that situation. Not enough, as I said, but it certainly is in the right direction and it helps.
Well, it's a superb evening, and I'll be there next year. How about you?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Brandt.